No, I think you got it. Let's start here. Referring to the first page, referring to the international business about the, just a footnote there, because I may pick up this page. Then, on the domestic front, then it's going to come down there. You will have it today, but there may be a figure on the wholesale index. Next step of stabilization, I don't think is too much. I want to be sure that we categorically say that we shall have a Florida property tax incentive. Our system of we cannot have more jobs. We can only have more jobs. We can only have make America good more competitive. Our program, the government program, if we have problems. Or if we're forced to put a categorical statement in for it. On the other hand, we must recognize that wages are ceiling on prices to become a floor. We have got to get back to the tradition that some of the increase in productivity, well, which is a little later, and some of course to the dividends, but some of the increase in productivity should go to the consumer in reduced prices. So rather than just talking about ceiling on prices. Our goal is to see. I want to put this whole thing in the context of prices rather than profits. You see what I mean? So that I want the ringing endorsement of profits. But by God, we want the businessmen. This board is going to be concerned not simply with putting a ceiling on prices, which will be a floor, but it will be concerned in finding areas where increases in productivity and windfall profits are passed on in price reductions to the people. This, of course, as you say, encourages business to pass on part of their cost savings. You know, you've got that in there. And sports market competitive, you've got that in there. You've got an idea to keep a sharp eye on the possibility to bring about profit. It's all there, but I sort of want to say it a little bit differently. And so just put your mind to it, if you will. Now here we've got the step of stabilization. If it has to stay stabilization, don't worry too much about it. Maybe enough people are going to have it on. We talk about we will directly restrain a large enough part of the economy to be effective enough so that you're asking cranny every month. I don't think that's the way to say it. We will concentrate on those major parts of the economy that are the primary causes of inflation. But all parts, but all parts of the economy. Because we do not want to set up a huge bureaucracy, we will concentrate our efforts on those major parts of the economy, which are the primary cause of inflation. But we will count on public support but all parts of the economy will be expected to comply. See what I mean? I think leaving the fact that there are nooks and crannies out here where they go out and screw the public is going to be all are expected to, but it's going to be moral suasion, more or less. So we can do that.
Now, the setup of we will
set up a bureaucracy.
Yeah, we will commit to the defense, but we will not commit to that. We will concentrate on those major points of the economy that are done, but we won't. We'll look and eat the wrong parts of the economy.
No, I know. It's very good balance and so forth.
I can take the point.
But maybe you can fit it in. I think it is. I want to get at it maybe in a different way than that. But I think getting in again, I can't ever get across to the right. If you've got a good sentence, repeat it. Fighting inflation, everybody just go ahead and have it next. Hey! basically what we're doing, we're going to permit adjustments for activities. Concentrate on your engine car. We will get careful consideration of the group needs of each group, whatever we will not do, and any violations. I think that just goes on some of the rest that we have, maybe name three. I think your idea of a great year is very good. I think that's a new thrust, which will be a good lead. I have found here's what I have in mind while I'm not thinking to take the rhetoric. I would not use the box name. I don't want to fight stump. I'm sure that I like it right here. You got my name on. That's very nicely done. You've done that very nicely. On your great gear thing, your great gear, then I take one of them on the field of war. Things that they see like that. They see some poor damn school teacher they get $50 a month or a year. This is just the right call, the right kind of thing.
I think either the leftovers or the trash.
I like them, but I don't think we got room. I think I'd rather have to sort of stick to this, take another crack at it. It's sort of a feel that, I'll tell you what, there may be some events occurring in the next month that are very profound. There may be. If they do occur, people remember this. That's why I want you to, your great ear to instruct me immediately, and I thought maybe that you were sort of guessing for the mentor you made. And of course, the kitchen in China, and Jager's about to be noticed in the month of the week last time. That's why it's possible.
Yeah, so.
No danger at all, or some of them. Because you cannot have a console in Europe without the rule of law. We got prices growing in here in 25 years. It's a major play that you have. Well, and it's very impressed the liberty of the plane. Scally worked on it. Big wake up in the middle of the night. I can wake up 4 o'clock. I mean, everybody's going to be lying down. Why, then, major, but it doesn't. My doctor's been in a significant change in world events. As a result of months of tough time negotiating to get back to the White House. What I'm getting at is that, let's
mind a little. To take a very good view.
No, I don't run it by me, but I think we're just saying it can be here.
Profits you can pass on and
excessive profits be passed off on the price reduction. Where there are excessive, where there are windfall prices, that they should be passed on to the people, the price reduction. Windfall profits as a result of wage restraints, they should be passed on to the people. And the history of the past, we can say it to you, we can say, we have lived too long with, this is another line in my head, we have lived too long with the psychologists, with an inflation psychology, that prices inevitably, all prices inevitably have to go up. That isn't what made America great. It is time for a restoration of the American spirit, where, of the American competitive ethic, whatever you want to call it, where let's have my call upon our great businesses and so forth, where they can to reduce prices. In other words, you know, we have no competition anymore, reduction of prices. It's a question of who's raising them the least. Let's get away from this idea that prices always have the inflation psychology. It's time to have a price reduction psychology. Have a little of that. You're going to restrain wages, that's great. You're going to restrain costs, rents, by God. Let's strain it.
Some lost leaders in the
best. Absolutely right. Particularly, it'll happen with the name chain stores and the big merchandisers. Terribly competitive. And they'll have a few lost leaders. They'll have sales, and we get the idea, and the presidents, in other words, they'll say we're going to cooperate, and we're reducing our prices. We're not just holding the line, we're reducing them.
We have
to come back. Maybe we can get a little psychology going.
Well,
I
can't get it back.
I'm no hurry now. I would rather have you now take a lot of time, and so I've got a few months of that to get done today. So it's now 11 o'clock, let's say we're talking about something around 4:30. Well, why don't we give you more time? Let's just say 4:30. Then I'll have an hour and a half before I have to go over to the house. At 4:35, whenever you're ready to come home. Don't get out before and do all your thinking and fiddling around between that time.
As far as showing to other people.
I'm inclined to think I would not show it to others. You could read a paragraph or two, not show it to others until you show it through editing, because you know, the average person that feels he's got to go in and say, well, that's the wrong way to put the part of someone. I don't know what the hell we're going to do with it. We've got a lot of work we don't want to change it. Okay. Except that I... What do you want to do? You prefer to show it to others?
I'm sure I'll show it to someone who's miraculous to say.
All right, yeah. I don't feel it. It's much too simple, but you can point out to
no.
The way you want to. Stein is the perfect man, but a brief, because he knows and he's smart as hell. I really am. Follow him. Stein is fine. I'd have no problem with him anyway, because he's part of the writing himself. Why don't you show it to Stein? But I wouldn't go to Schultz, and I wouldn't go to somebody going to say, well, why don't you put in something about the budget? Maybe the budget down, and put in something about this and that. Time for all that.
Oh, we deliver a version tonight after the 4:30 session.
Of course, we're not going to do it tomorrow. We're doing it Thursday. What might be a I would say, I'll leave it to you. My thought is actually that we could do it in the morning. Just to let them just see it and say, look, you can tell them by that time, which will be the case. Anything of substance, of course, is always going to differ. Somebody wants to make a substantive change. And eyes across the teeth, I don't want to bother with that. The other thing I don't want to bother with. Major recommendation about, well, I think this is all wrong. We ought to start over again. See my point?
Okay.
Back to one later.